Virago's blue eyes smiled back, and his tone was equally civil.
Raptail, Bat-Eye, take this ignorant infant to one side, will you? Now guard him carefully and don't let him get hurt. Keep him here while his father goes to do the work of a warrior. Klitsch is a bit inexperienced for this sort of thing, you know.
Leaving his son fuming under the eyes of the two guards, Virago drew his daggers and rapped out orders.
Doghead, Jewnose, bring a single torch. The rest of you get fully armed and follow us. Keep silent in the tunnel or else.
The flaring light of a brushwood torch threw elongated shadows across the horde members packing up the tunnel behind Virago and his two captains. Jewnose patted the large slab when they reached the head of the tunnel.
There's only this big one, and a bit more behind it, Master, and we should be inside the mountain.
The assassin sheathed his dagger and grabbed the spear from Jewnose.
Come out of my way, I'll show you how it's done!
The muscles stood out like whipcords on Farrago's lean body as he pitted his strength against the slab. It moved and slid. Angling it across the uneven floor, he struck it hard with the spear butt, cracking it in two halves.
Pass that along and shift it out the way. Move yourselves!
The assassin went to work on the remaining rocks with ferocious strength, ripping them out with his bare paws, gouging with dagger and spear point. Hastily, the rocks were passed back along the lines of horde beasts, jamming the length of the tunnel. Throwing back a last few small boulders and kicking aside debris, Virago halted abruptly. Licking the edge of his favorite skinning knife, he whispered to Doghead.
We're through. Feel that draft of cold air. That's our first breath of Salamandastron. Keep that torch aside a moment. There's some beast standing with their back to the entrance. Now listen carefully. Whoever it is, I'll stab him and drag him through for you and Jewnose to finish him off. Then we're in. Keep silent now. And I'll get him.
With the dagger between his teeth, Virago inched quietly forward, his murderous blue eyes shining with joy as he sighted the unprotected back of the creature at the opening. When it came to silent death, Virago the assassin was the acknowledged master. Throwing a paw round the creature's throat from behind, he locked off the windpipe and slid the blade expertly between its ribs. Pulling back in one swift movement, he threw the body to his captains.
Finish him off quickly, then follow me.
Doghead pushed forward, spear in one paw, flaming torch in the other. He turned the creature over to stab it and screamed. Virago turned. He took one look, gave a strangled sob of horror, and shot through the packed ranks for the open beach, kicking and slashing as he went. The body of Farron the Poisoner lay on the tunnel floor, the face a twisted mask of fright. The mouth wedged open wide by the adderskin belt with its poison bags that Earthstripe had forced down the poisoner's throat. Thus had the Badger Lord dealt with the murderer of his two heirs. The poison drinking water was standing by the entrance Virago had made, lined up in cauldrons boiling hot. As they were wheeled by, Earthstripe tipped each one with his spear butt, sending scalding water rushing into the tunnel as he roared at the top of his voice. The horde beasts, packed inside the tunnel, fought each other madly in a vain bid to escape the contents of the cauldrons. Spears, swords, pikes, and other weaponry hindered them in the darkness as the blistering hot stream gushed out, welling up into a steaming wave. Screams were drowned amid the boiling torrent. Smashed against the rocky walls, the bodies hurtled the length of the narrow aperture to be spewed out onto the beach.